Welcome to OlaTalks.com Marketing Edition here. Name is Ola. Today's topic is how to recruit professionals in network marketing. I just got this email from this person who essentially is tired. This person has been has been in the business for a few months, and he's frustrated, and he's looking for a way to recruit a better quality of people and things like that. And it's kind of funny that, you know, sometimes you have to go through a journey, right, to really figure out that, hey, I'm going to need a little bit more than just anybody, their moms and their pops. You know, at some point, I mean, if this was your real business, right, if this was, let me say, not real business, but like a moms and pops, let's say you invested $1 million in a McDonald's franchise, you would want to do a due diligence, right? You would want to do a proper research, due diligence on people that you're hiring to work for you, no matter how low that position could be in the eyes of men, right? So it's the same thing in network marketing. Sadly, most people treat network marketing like some type of hobby, and then they wonder why it pays them like hobby, right? So you want to make sure that you are pre-qualifying people, okay, somehow, somewhere. So before I get into all of that, let me get into the email, and then I'll address some of the points that I see in the email, shall we? So, hey, Ola, so after about 3 months in network marketing and recruiting six of my friends who all quit, I'm starting to feel like this isn't for everyone. You're right. Absolutely. It's not for everyone. You know, network marketing is entrepreneurship, right? It's kind of like real estate agency. If you are a realtor, it's not for everyone. It's a business. It's a real business. And it takes a certain level of entrepreneurship spirit to be able to run it. Number one, you're going to have to work for free in the beginning, somehow, some way. And that's why it's very rewarding at the end. So you're absolutely right. It's not for everyone. Unfortunately, it takes people a lot longer than just the beginning to find that out. So let's continue into the email. Honestly, it's freaking annoying that people can't snap out of the J-O-B mindset. That's job. Now, here's the thing. Everybody, people on the job, there's a lot of people on the job that love, that absolutely love what they do. You should absolutely have nothing against those people. Your job is to pre-qualify people, right, that are appropriate for partnering with you to be recruited into a network marketing, to be recruited to become an entrepreneur, because ultimately there is going to be their business. Yes, you get compensated from their business, you get rewarded for bringing them into the business, but ultimately it's their business, and you want to make sure you keep that mindset, okay? If not, then you're going to get into this mindset of people are not joining, you're going to take it against them. I got to tell you, like in the beginning, when people said no, when I tried to recruit them into a business, I took it personal. I didn't like it, you know, forgetting that this is a business and most people are going to say no. And all you need is just one yes. Okay. In most network marketing compensation plan, all you need is three solid quality yeses. But sometimes to find those yeses, it's going to take you to go through quite a few people. You're going to have to go through the roughs to find diamonds sometimes, okay? That doesn't mean the roughs are not real people who enjoy what they do. It just means they're not fit for what you're doing, just like you may not be fit for them as well. So let's continue into the email. But I'm done worrying about them. Honestly, it's freaking annoying that people can't snap out of the J-O-B mindset. But I'm done worrying about them. You shouldn't have in the first place. My goal was to replace my monthly income from my job, $3,700 per month. See, now we're getting to the truth of the matter. This is about you. See, that's the funny thing about entrepreneurship and network marketing and life. As a matter of fact, if you're not in the habit of giving first, right? If you're not in the habit of giving value first, you're gonna struggle for a long time, and then you're gonna think it's everybody else's fault. At the end of the day, this was about you. You just wanted to recruit people so you can replace your income, as opposed to sit down and design a plan where you actually serve more people And that creates a byproduct of you building your business, creating the revenue that you want in your business, and therefore creating profits. That's how you should be thinking about network marketing. That's number one when it comes to that mindset. So there's nothing wrong with you having an ultimate goal of replacing your income, but you really can't lead with that, okay? And expecting to do that within the first 90 days, that expectation is a little bit out of place. It's possible, but the expectation is off, okay? It's absolutely possible to do that in 1 week, depending on how much of your dues you've paid already, right? So you still have to pay your dues. You have to give value first. So my goal, I'm continuing the email right now. My goal was to replace my monthly income from my job, $3,700 per month, within the first 90 days. I feel like I focused on recruiting broke people, therefore wasting their time. It's not really about the broke people thing. It's not really about that. People can be broke for multiple arrays of reasons. Doesn't mean they're any less quality. Just understand that the timing is not always going to be right for every prospect. Okay, now get it. I'm going to tell you how to recruit professionals. Okay, in a second here, I have five keys for you on recruiting professionals. But I want you to understand that it's again, it comes back to it's not about you. Okay, it's not about you. It's about the right timing. The timing must be always right for you because you're the entrepreneur, or let me say you're the recruiter, right? You must have things in place, the right resources, team, the right systems in place to recruit. The timing has to be right for you. Even if you're sleeping, you need to have resources in place that's always recruiting for you. And I'm going to get to that. However, your prospect, the individual prospect that you come after, either their family, friends, or strangers, social media, the timing has to be right for them. The timing is not always right for them. The timing is always right for your business. You're always ready when they're ready, but the timing is not always right for any individual. So again, it's not these things you're focusing on because they're broke people or they're less low quality people. It's not about that, okay? So in continuation of the email, I think it's better to focus on better quality and professionals. No, not necessarily, okay? The focus on them is you prejudging, okay? And that's my first tip for you. The first key for you is to not prejudge when it comes to network marketing, okay? You don't want to prejudge. You never know who's going to be the leader. See, the leader is not about the leader. It's about the leader also bringing in leaders, right? And you never know what connection people have, okay? You never know who's connected to who, regardless of their present status. Either they're broke or they're professionals right now, or they're going through in their life. They could be going through for multiple different arrays of reason, okay? That's beyond even their control. It could be they could be on drug. It could be a disease. It could be they're sick. It could be whatever reason. It could just be their background, right? But you never want to prejudge people because you never know who's connected to who, right? So the whole idea of filtering people out only to attract professionals, focusing from that angle, you will fail because then you need to have an all-inclusive prospecting situation going on with your business. So you're looking for better quality and professionals. Where can I find these people and any tips on recruiting them? So I have five keys for you on recruiting professionals, okay? Number one, don't prejudge. Number two, it's all about quality, but sadly, you can't find quality unless you go to the quantity. All inclusive, create a system. That's the third tip. The third tip is system that attracts everybody all inclusive, and the system should have the capabilities of filtering out people based on if they're in the right timing of their life, based on if they have the right resources. The system will do all of that. You shouldn't have to worry about that. But you should create a system that uses the fourth tip here, attraction marketing. So it doesn't matter if we're in 2017 or 1808. Attraction marketing means you lead with value, okay? You become a leader in the marketplace and people are attracted to work with you anyway, okay? So you're gonna have so many people attracted to work with you to the extent that you have a system that filters through them and put the right people in the right place, okay? So the first four tips, don't prejudge. Quantity versus quality, you need both, okay? You need quantity in order to get to the quality. Systems that you put them through that uses, number fourth tip, attraction marketing. You're leading with value first. You're the brand that people look up to as the answers to their questions, as solution to their problems with relationship to what you're selling, the opportunity, the product, the services that you're selling, right? And if I were you, 2017 and beyond, digital marketing. It makes your life a lot more easier. It's easy to do. Anybody can create a free account on YouTube and become a market leader. All right. There are some, you know, tips here and there to that, and I'll tell you more about that in a second. But digital marketing, because everyone, your friends, family, moms and pops, professionals, they're all on this digital platform. So you're better off, you're in a better position to just learn the skill of digital marketing, and you can start from one little skill at a time, one strategy at a time, and then you can expand out. Before you know it, in 1, 2, 3 years from now, you're doing $10,000 per month, you're doing $20,000, you're doing $30,000. I've done all of the above and below and crashed and burned because I didn't focus on what I'm telling you right now. I over calculated, I over analyzed, but you know one thing I found? It comes down to this simple thing here. Don't prejudge quality and quantity, system, attraction marketing, digital marketing. If you focus on those things and you're consistent, right, and you commit to consistency, then you will succeed. All right, so that's what I have for you on this episode here. If you want me to answer your questions personally, you want me to answer your question, you can post it in the comment below. You can also email it to ask@olatalks.com. It will take me several weeks to get to your question because I get over 200 emails per day and that I have to personally answer to. So, but the fastest way to get a hold of me is to go through the link. The URL link you see on the screen right now, which is olatalks.com/mastermind. You want to sign up for everything you see there, okay? You're going to sign up for a free book, a free class, and you're going to sign up all the way in. You're going to get over $11,000 worth of value, and then you'll be able to get a hold of me personally to help you in a timely manner. So hopefully you've been enlightened and educated on this particular version, on this particular episode edition. And I will see you on the next one, and peace.